Welcome to Burrito Quest, week 42, Mean Greener. This burrito is last week's burrito with green chili pork in place of the green chili meat. It is almost identical to last week's burrito in that it is fucking falling apart all over me.
I need a picture of this vomit smear.
This is gross, dude. I'm having to pinch the end of this thing just to keep things intact.
The burrito nipple!
You know, I think these burritos go down faster than the others.
Because?
Well, one, there's less chewing involved.
Yeah.
And two is you'd want to wolf it down quick before it just barfs all over you.
I created a little diaper for mine.
You cheater.
Created a little diaper for mine.
Little diaper.
Some kind of mad scientist.
Some electrodes.
So Ben mentioned this is the first time he's ever had green chili pork, and it was tasty. I asked him if he had ever had green chili pork before.
And I'm not sure. I feel like I've had this burrito, but I think it's a red chili pork one that I've had before.
Well.
No, wait.
I can tell you why you feel like you've had this burrito before. We had it last week.
I actually think I have had this burrito before. I think somebody said the green chili pork is spicier. And I thought, well, if it's spicier, that makes it better, so I got it. And it just kind of tasted like slop.
What?
Slop.
What it tasted like. I thought he said slop.
Like slop.
Well, when did this happen? Back when we had the one that was like a choice between the three? Or
no, this might have been before the... What the hell happened to your plants?
I'm working on it, okay? It took a dump on my napkin.
Wow, that is an impressive dump.
I pinched it off.
It's dumpy.
It's dumpy, yeah. That is an accurate description.
That dump. This is actually not bad. I just wish that it had been under the heat lamp for a little bit.
I can only barely taste pork. This tastes just like a bean and cheese burrito.
I'm doing all right with the pork.
I guess I got...
I can taste a meat really that is stringy and tastes like beans. Is that what pork tastes like?
You shut up. I made pork chops last night and they were awesome.
I didn't have your pork chops.
I brined them before I cooked them.
It was juicy. Had unleavened bread or some shit.
And that's all.
Dreidel.
Alright, so merits of this burrito.
Big?
I don't know what the merits are, dude.
I think the salsa goes really good with it, though. Like, pouring that salsa in there.
Alright, let me try.
Look at that. Jesus.
You know, it's kind of tastes like a bean and chicken.
See, that's
burrito.
Okay, but I don't know. That salsa's kind of spicy. Hi, Jenny!
Hey!
Hi, Jenny.
Shut up.
Yeah. I'm unenthusiastic. I like the flavor of this one better than the green chili meat one, I think.
I'm surprised that I have to say the same thing, because... What was that?
I'm sucking this fucking...
Because you hate pork? Is that why you're surprised?
Because the pork that they have at Santa Fe Express is generally not very good, I think. Like, it's not very tasty, like your ham.
You're talking about bacon, though.
Ham, bacon, yeah.
It's not the same thing, dude.
It's big.
So that's like saying different cuts of cow are pretty much the same exact thing. Well, this brisket and it's pot roast and it's beef jerky, this is the same.
This bit of pork here tastes like salmon.
What? It
looks like salmon.
Tastes like salmon or looks like salmon?
I say yes to both. It just tastes like a dense kind of pink colored meat.
You must not have ever had good salmon either.
Maybe I had pork and didn't know it.
Have you ever had any good food?
On this quest, I've had plenty of good food.
Kid Dynamite.
Not.
Kid Dynamite.
They are.
So what do you think about the salsa with it? That improves
Breakfast
it?
Breakfast Mama. Huh?
Salsa improves it?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I got down at the bottom here, I've got, like, chunks of pork in there now. I think it's a pork. I mean, is that pork?
Yeah.
It's red.
That's salmon, dude.
That's the other white meat.
It's salmon. That was pretty tasty.
That's cod.
Okay.
Cod.
I managed to finish the intact portion of my
meal. Yeah, well, I'm with you, buddy.
Now it's time for a little cheers on our what's left on the plate. Blink!
I don't play this gruesome game.
Well, it's because you got a diaper.
Homie, don't play that.
Look, I'm adding salsa to it.
I use my fingers.
So.
Like a fucking raccoon or something.
There we go. I have a picture of the salsa being added.
Okay.
Oh, I missed getting pictures of the drips.
This
oh, God.
Like, this is like... Did you almost shit your pants all over yourself?
I almost threw this.
That's a very nice save.
You would have to eat it off your pants.
I know.
Or have been doing.
Why don't you think I know that?
I don't know if I'm that dedicated to the quest.
Fucking cheapo burrito question.
Would you eat
a mean greener? I would do it!
You'd eat a mean greener burrito off his ball.
Oh, whoops. I slipped. Seemed to have slipped some
Ben, beans if on. This was Cock Quest, much like you were wishing we were on back during Breakfast Nightmare days.
You guys had your chance. You abandoned.
You're right.
You said no.
Just like you're never going to live down to Iron Man. He's never going to let us live down fucking...
You remember Cock Quest, Ben? Quest. Remember when you wanted to do that? Oh, I was just testing you guys.
I just got a friend who wants to do Cock Quest. What about you guys thought about that?
Is his name Tony?
Oh. It's funny because it's true.
Well, that joke would have been funnier if I had said Sage. Every time.
I don't understand the question. This is actually not bad once you get past the bean. Like, I wish I had just gotten a green chili pork burrito.
How do you get past the bean? It's through the entire thing.
Mine was misbalanced. Like, all the beans were spooged up at the top. And I just, like, I just ate them.
Mine You're man among men. Too,
and that I still haven't tasted any fucking pork. And I wonder if she actually just made me a bean burrito.
it's possible. I only saw her dip in twice for the pork. I was talking a bit.
We ran out of salmon.
There was screaming flying monkeys.
All right, man.
It's whatever you guys say, buddy. All right. So, I think this brew quest is probably pretty boring for our listeners.
Yeah, it's pretty boring for us, too.
Well, you have... Now it's great. You have mean greener in your beard.
Little specks.
Let's see.
Little blobs.
Is that good?
Alright. I don't know.
Hungry like the wolf.
I'm unenthusiastic about this burrito.
We had a burrito quest tribute meeting.
This is just a tribute.
I wish you were there.
You gotta believe me.
It was pretty good, we just got a bunch of burritos.
This is a matter of opinion.
Good God.
Hallelujah.
There's some good burritos. Like, I had some burritos I hadn't had before because they're not on the quest. Like, the regular red chili pork burrito is not a part of our quest.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't record this or take any decent pictures.
It's true.
I took pictures of empty beer bottles.
I took pictures of empty beer bottles and eaten burritos.
No. When do we ever do that?
When in Rome?
At Burrito Quest. When? Ever.
It was more a pale imitation of Burrito Quest.
You're right.
But
that's what it was.
It's just a matter of...
It's kind of like the Iron Man.
I got to realize my dream of eating two burritos during a burrito quest and have one of them not be the gobbler, though.
I only got one burrito.
I know, they ate all the burritos before you showed up. But you got the only deer hunter.
Yeah, and it was kind of a mediocre deer hunter.
There was an grabbed them all from the heat lamp. Like, everything they had at the heat lamp, you just grabbed them.
I got an aardvark, but somebody stole it. I don't know.
That one's got red chili pork, right?
The aardvark?
Yeah, what did it have in it?
It's got like two steak.
It's got two steak and a bunch of cheese.
And green and salsa.
Was that our two? That was our two steak in front.
Two steak in front. Yeah. Aardvark. But yeah, they're pretty good. Like, the red chili pork was pretty tasty, especially the heat lamp one. It was good. It was good.
Okay. I guess we should rate this thing.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's the kind of burrito quest, is it? It's just a whatever burrito quest.
I'll rate this burrito dinner at
my house.
We just had dinner at your house.
We did have dinner at your house. Oh, we're so appropriate. Yeah. At Si Senor. I don't really dig on that place very much, and it's pretty bland Mexican food mostly.
It's more Mexican.
Yeah. I don't mind happy hour there, but dinner, meh.
I like Si Senor.
Yeah, they you and Kenny.
They do bring out the like the bean dip, the salsa, the salad.
That's why I like happy hour there.
Oh, there you go.
It's they have mariachis. I really hate their mariachis.
Yeah, I would pretty much rather go anywhere in town for Mexican food than Si Senor. Except for La Posta.
Okay, that's all right. If you had said anywhere else in town.
All right, rate this.
I would rate this burrito... Solar eclipse.
Awesome, you mean?
Have you ever seen a solar eclipse?
I don't have to. I've seen movies where solar eclipses happen, and it makes awesome stuff happen, Ben.
And you can see them.
Like, everybody gets superpowers. Now, that's not the best one. But everybody goes blind. Monsters come out of the ground.
I'll take that. I
rate this. Everybody gets an erection.
As a solar eclipse, everybody gets not an erection. Everybody gets superpowers.
Everybody gets not an erection.
It's the flaccid solar eclipse.
Dumb.
That's wrong.
I rate this burrito as a planet-wide erectile dysfunction. That's what I'm rating it as. Thank you, Isaac, for that idea.
A planet-wide erectile dysfunction?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to backtrack a little bit in case you want to rewind. Ben said a solar eclipse in which everybody gets superpowers.
Yes.
And somehow that's also comparable to a solar eclipse where everybody gets erectile dysfunctions.
I didn't say it was comparable.
Maybe he meant like mediocre superpowers. Like, I have the power doors with my hands.
One is really badass. Yeah. One is really bad.
Because you got a shitty superpower.
I agree. I was trying to help you out.
Then make up your goddamn mind.
How about a lunar eclipse?
Where everybody
gets superpowers.
Oh my god! Wow. How about you just rate it a Ben rating?
Ben. A solid Ben.
Lame. Give this burrito a solid sage.
A solid sage? I guess it wasn't a solar eclipse that day.
Oh. Sage, you're the solar eclipse in my life.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
You block out my sunshine, you motherfucker.
You need to rate this burrito.
Socks. Yeah. Just plain white socks.
Tube
that's
socks?
Good rating.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Crew socks?
Why not? Anything that is just the blandest pair of socks.
Okay, well, I don't know how we managed to actually go on this long talking about this lame burrito, but
we just really talked about sage for 10 minutes.
It's true.
12 minutes? Oh my god.
Yeah, it's happening. So next week, join us when we consume the meat lovers.
Meat lover.
It is not, does not look fun.
Does it have ham in it?
I think it has every meat they have there, Ben. So I'm guessing that means turkey. Ham, sausage, bacon, potato, pico, eggs, cheese. Actually, that doesn't sound that bad.
A little bit of the...
That sounds pretty awful.
Nah, that sounds all right. Okay. Adios, burrito people.